Andrew, question for you, bro. So you mentioned traditional women.
Yeah.
Where do you find them nowadays? Where do you find these women, bro?
Firstly, you find a traditional woman because you have to make a traditional woman. You can't find a woman. You have to make a woman. You have to teach her and guide her. She has to learn from you. She has to grow from you. So you need to find a woman early enough in her career path of running around dating men before her to do anything detrimental to her psyche where she cannot absorb the lessons which you want to preach upon her. A good woman makes her man feel braver. She inspires him. She makes him want to work hard. Good women are extremely powerful forces of nature, as are good men. And I think the first thing you need to do is be the best version of yourself. And if enough people do that, then society will be fixed. But the truth is, as a man, if you have a good woman can be the best thing about your life and your greatest source of strength. And if you have a woman can make or break a man's life. Same job, same house, same car, same dog, same sofa, same bed. Different reality.
Yeah.
Bro, different reality. And even worse, you'll notice this the most when you have a girl who flips, who was cool, and now she ain't. And you're like, everything was good. Now you're upset. What? Over what? And you'll see. But a woman can make or break a man's life. To answer the question we asked earlier, if you're at home and it's Valentine's Day and you're sad, etc., good. Good. You're lucky and you're blessed and you need that mental reframe. And it's amazing how powerful a mental reframe can be. I think a lot of people even underestimate that the exact same scenario with a complete different reframe of it can change the outcome and all the lessons you learn from it. When bad things happen to me, my first answer is good. I've trained myself. This has happened. Good. Good. It's supposed to happen. Good. And that's the ultimate reframe. Because if you're going to sit there and go, oh, why me? You got to do it yourself. You need all these bad things to happen to you and you have to use them as fuel. I think all the bad things that happen to you in your life are extremely important. I think pain is one of the most important elements of the alchemy that's required to become the most fantastic version of yourself. If you look at any superhero movie, the superhero had pain. Batman's Batman because they killed his parents. If they didn't kill his parents, he simply wouldn't be Batman. And I think a lot of men, when bad things happen to them, a heartbreak, etc., they don't understand that all that pain that's been given to you in that scenario is extremely important and valuable. Probably the worst experience as a man is to go through life and everything go right all of the time. Actually, imagine that. You're born, you wake up, everything's fine, your girl ain't gonna leave, and you don't have to go gym, and no one's gonna try and fight you, and your bills are always paid. That sounds depressing to me. Genuinely. All these bad things are supposed to happen to you so you can level up. You're supposed to go through the pain so you can get better. It's a universal law of, it's a constant of the universe. Even if you want to build bigger muscles, you have to destroy the old ones. That's how they grow bigger, right? You want to be more resilient. You want to be more observant. You want to be more capable of dealing with negative scenarios or heartbreak or bad things happening to you. Well, then you better get used to pain. Pain is the flavor of life. And the people who try and change the flavor are never going to be as competitive as the people who eat it up and go, okay, that's what it tastes like. Fine by me. Give me some more. And those are the ones who get very good at it. So if you're sitting here at home and you're sad, fantastic. I'm a little bit jealous. I'm genuinely a little bit jealous. Bad things are supposed to happen to you, but you have to use them as fuel. You can't sit there and let the bad things happen to you and feel sorry for yourself. You got to take all that pain and turn it into something good. That's your responsibility as an adult.
Yeah, I think men have a natural, innate, masculine instinct to protect and to provide.
Yep.
If you're a man who has this stuff in order, you naturally want to protect those you care about. And you naturally want to provide for them. You have no problem paying their bills and taking care of them. A good man has no problem paying the bills for his woman and paying the bills for his kids and making sure they're safe. That's what a man wants to do when he has his things in order. If you're the kind of man who doesn't feel that way innately, there's something wrong with you. And there's probably
50-50 is unacceptable, guys.
Yeah. And there's probably something wrong with you because you're not being the best version of yourself. And it's amazing how easily you'll do the things you're supposed to do when you're the man you're supposed to be. And if you focus on making sure you're as strong and rich and smart and hardworking and intelligent as possible, and if you're careful with the company you keep, both male and female, and you have friends, like that's what's so important about masculine networks. So if you're the good person around the right people, you're going to end up affecting everyone around you. You can't go through the world without leaving a ripple effect. And that's why you have to be your best version of yourself. And that ripple effect is going to be vast and it's going to be continuous into space time. And you don't know how the butterfly effect works. You don't know about you being a nice, courteous person, holding that door open that one time, how that can affect someone's life in such a positive way, or smiling at someone when they do something nice to you, or helping someone who needs help. You can be a genuinely good person, but to do that, you need to be a man of capability. And you need to understand that the whole world can be fixed if men and people get their act in order. And I truly believe that all of this falls on men. But I actually believe that men are meant to lead, and women in general, as a general rule, when they find a man they respect, they follow him. And I know that because if you meet a good woman and she loves you, all of a sudden she likes the music you like.
Yep.
She likes the cars you like. She believes the politics you believe. She watches the shows you watch. So if we have such a problem with women,
she plays the games you play.
All of it. So we have such a problem in the world today. That's down to a huge lack of masculine role models and a huge lack of men doing their job. Because as much as we laugh and clown on women, etc., if you're a man who has his stuff in order, you're going to find a woman who's loyal to you. And they do exist. It's all about taking accountability as a person, blaming yourself for absolutely everything so that you have power over the situation, because you have no power if you blame the world. If you blame women for everything, you have no control.
Yeah.
If you blame yourself, you have control over the situation. And I think that if men get their act together, you'll be surprised how that will expand out towards society and how not only your life gets better, but the life of everyone you care about, everyone you meet, everyone you interact with, their lives get better by extension. And that's what we need to fix society. I think that the universe or God or whoever you want to call it, I think they know what they're doing. You're going to get exactly what you deserve in this life. And if you don't have the things you want, quite often you don't actually deserve them. And if you start acting in a way where you do deserve them, you'll be surprised how quickly and easily they appear. You'll see. And a lot of you are sloppy and lazy, and you don't care to look back and realize where you've been sloppy or lazy, or realize where you've made mistakes. And then you're not understanding why your life is constant blunders and bluffs. Well, that's because you keep making mistakes. But if we look at it in a more universal and as a more meta point, I love that the world is hyper competitive. And when you're extremely successful, you do. I love the fact that women only want to date men with lots of money, because I have lots of money. And I love the fact that women want to date men with good bodies who are strong, because I'm strong. It's fantastic. I would actually be devastated if women changed their minds, because I like it being that competitive, because I like to win and I have no problem with the competition. I have no problem with war. If you're going to sit and go, women shouldn't think this way, what you're actually doing, and you may not realize you're doing this, but you're speaking to the universe and saying, I can't win, so I want to change the rules of the game. I think you should apply a completely different mindset. If women sit there and say, I want this, 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 and this, I am never offended by that, because I sit there and go, yep. Okay. All right. Text me then.
I'm winning.
So I think you should look at these things as a man. How can you, as a man, take absolute self-accountability? Yep. You can blame her and you can blame women. We can blame society. All those things. That's true. But the best thing you can do is sit there and go, well, let me make sure I don't fall into any category where I can be disqualified. Yep. And then you don't have to worry about any of these things. And the best thing about being a man, in fact, the only good thing about being a man, because being a man is much harder than being a woman. You're born with no value. You don't matter. Your life is hard. The only good thing about being a man is that it's a harder version of the game of life. It's a more difficult version of consciousness. And if you play a harder video game, you get a higher score. If you're a top tier male, it's the best possible experience. There are dudes out there who are jealous of chicks because chicks get attention, because they're like, oh, those girls get to go here, these girls get to go there. But if you were at our level and getting to do it as a man, not as a chick, as a man,
it's better.
It's much better. It's always going to be better.
Yeah.
So we have the best possible chance to live the best possible life. All you have to do is be man enough to get your stuff in order. And this is something that's really true about the world. And I say this all the time. People often say it's okay to fail if you try your best. But I will argue, if you try your best, you will never fail. If you try your best, you will not actually fail. If you get up every day and do what you're supposed to do. I've never seen a person get up every day, eat right, hit the gym twice a day, every day, eat properly, sleep as much as they're supposed to. Their supplements are in order, doing their absolute best, who was not in good shape. I've never seen it. It's literally physically impossible.
Yeah.
So you either want it or you don't. And it's the same with absolutely everything else. A lot of people go, I've been trying. If you were really trying for the amount of time you've said you've been trying, you wouldn't still be in the position you're in. And that's the truth. When you're truly trying your best, people often ask me, they say, well, if women love money, why are they with these guys or these broke guys, or why are they with this guy who's trying to come up? I think if you're actually really trying your best in your life and you're doing your very best to build a life, even if you don't have it yet, I think people can smell it. Not just women, men.
Ambition.
People can smell the ambition. They can see their life's in order. Something's right. You can call it magic. You can call
potential
it energy.
Is loud.
You can call it something.
Potential is very loud.
And it's kind of amazing that guys will sit and go, oh, what do I do about this girl? How do I get this girl? And they'll send super chats. How do I get this girl? How do I get that girl? If you actually just do the things you know you're supposed to be doing and get your life in order, you'd be amazed how quick.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
It all falls together. It's like everything else. In chess, good moves come from good positions. Boxing, you land a good punch because you're standing in the right place at the right time. You do the right things. The rest of it's actually pretty easy. And as bad as this world is and as difficult as women are and feminism and all these things, I promise you, if you're acting the way a man should act with honor, integrity, you're hardworking, you're perspicacious and you have perseverance and you do all the things you're supposed to do, you're going to find a loyal woman who adores you. You're going to find it. You can be in the world. You can be in Miami, rare. Ratchet City, but you'll find a girl who's obsessed with you if you're doing all the things you're supposed to do. Even if you're not a millionaire yet, but if you're doing the things you're supposed to do, it's kind of beautiful how God will give that to you if you finally get your act together. If you're working hard, training hard, showing you're brave, showing that you're not afraid. This is some of the things that I think people don't understand as well. We talk about emotionality in men and how women find it unattractive. And I actually agree by and large, if you cry in front of your chick to a degree, she'll lose respect for you. But it depends why. And there's always nuance and scenarios where that changes. If you're crying out of frustration or crying like a girl because you can't fix something, then I think she'll lose a lot of respect for you. But if you're sitting there furious with tears running down your face because you're about to go kill the man who hurt her, she ain't going to lose respect for you. That's different. So again, even a lot of the other arguments, a lot of the things people, we talk about emotionality in men or all these things or crying, etc. It ties back to the basic premise. I'll tell you now, I would argue with all my money and all my status and all of my physical attributes and how handsome I am. And all, if a woman felt like she wasn't safe with me, like I would allow something to happen to her and I wouldn't do anything about it, she'd leave. Sooner or later, she'd leave. And she might leave me for the thug who would kill a dude who looked at her wrong. And maybe he's too far the other way. But they crave that safety. There's no light without dark. And if you want a woman to truly respect you, she needs to rely on you for everything. But you better not fail her. And that's, well, you have a huge responsibility as a man. You got massive responsibility. You can't be the guy who says, I don't know. Bro, when she comes to you and says, this is broken. And you go, I don't know. She's going to look at you like, what? Who are you? Even if you don't know, you got to find someone who does know and pay the price and get it fixed. That's your job as a man. Or, and you just start saying, oh, I'll just tell her I love her all the time. Everyone on Instagram tells her they love her. And eventually she'll check one of their profiles and he's got a nicer car than you and he's better looking than you. And it's just a slow ticking time bomb. And we can apply this to relationships and everything else. You don't own a thing. Everything is rented. You have a nice business, you stop working on it, you go broke. You have a nice body, you stop training, you lose it. You have love, you stop working on it, you lose that too. Everything is rented. And I'll tell you the number one thing in the world that's rented that most people don't realize is that is your woman's respect for you. You can't start slipping. Because you start slipping and the trap is they make you slip.
Yes.
Just stay, just eat this food. The superpower is to never be slipping. I'll even tell you now, this is a personal story, it's a personal experience, but women have said to me, you always live with your boys. Why are you always with your boys? I'd like to live with you. But they never leave me because living with my boys is what keeps me sharp. That's why I am the man they're in love with in the first place. If I live with just them, you're never going to be the same as when you're with the predators. You're never going to train as hard. You're never going to keep your head on a swivel the same. You've got to have that warrior instinct. So when we talk about a woman's respect being rented for you, that comes down to so many tiny things. It comes down to the fact that your phone is charged and your gas tank is full and you're organized. Bro, some of my best conversations are me sitting with my girl and talking about what we would do when World War III comes, what we're going to do when the world, what we would do if someone tried to break into our house. Well, they can't, baby, because I put a gate there and I've got armed guards. I've got bulletproof doors. Look, here's a Glock. I got this here. I didn't know that gun was there. Of course I do, baby. I got everything. Like, they love hearing that. They don't love it. They love hearing that more than anything.
Stay ready.
Because that's what they expect from you as a man. That, I'll tell you, nothing will turn a chick on more than you telling her how you'll fight the entire world to save her. But they also expect it of you. And it doesn't matter how liberal the relationship, doesn't matter how feminist the girl and guy. If they're walking down the street and a man comes up to attack them, she's going to expect her man to do something.
Damn right.
She's going to expect him to do something. I think one of the few things left you can offer as a man that social media cannot yet replace us for is security and safety. I think it is your primary objective to make a woman feel safe. And I think if you can do that, she will feel something intrinsic that is aligned with her biology that she can't get from social media. And if you do it well and you're good at your job, in fact, her being famous on social media and having so much attention ties into her needing safety even more. And I think that that security and safety can be physical. It can be financial. It can be in a lot of different ways. But if you say to a woman, look, you can get a bunch of attention on Instagram. Sure. You can make some money on Instagram. Sure. A bunch of men are going to message you on Instagram. Sure. But I'm the only one who's going to make sure nothing bad happens to you. I'm the only one who's going to make sure you don't make mistakes. I'm the only one who's going to make sure that you are taken care of. And if there's a problem, you can call me no matter what. And that requires a degree of competence and capability. But I feel like, and I'm just talking from personal experience, if you can't make a woman feel safe nowadays,
yeah,
in lots of different regards, both physical and financial, and even intellectually safe, if you're competent and a woman comes to you with her problem, it takes you less than a fraction of a second to tell her what to do.
Yeah.
If you can make her feel safe, you can compete with the machine mind. But if you can't give her that safety feeling anymore, if you're Joe Schmo and you can't do it, or if you don't feel like, or if she doesn't look at you as a man who she can come to for guidance or advice, if you can't give her safety, I don't think you can compete with Instagram. I think you're going to lose, no matter how much money you have or how much attention, yeah, you give her. You can't give her more attention than the world will give her on Insta. You can't. Safety's all we have left, which ties into why it's so important you need to be a masculine man in the first place. She needs to look at you. My girl says to me all the time, you're my hero. You're like a hero. You're like a superhero. You're like the heroes. I know nobody can touch me because you stop them. Like, you have to give that feeling of safety now.
You do.
Otherwise, absolutely, I don't think you can compete. So then you have to sit down as a man and go, okay, I have this woman. I really love her. She has this Instagram page. She's getting money, attention, validation, all these things from there. I want to make her feel safe. How do I do that without coming across like a controlling weirdo? Well, she needs to truly respect me and allow me to have enough guidance and enough control over her life for her to feel as safer as a person, for her to respect me as a man and respect my competence. But I feel like striving to give your woman safety is now more important than ever. Safety is one of the last true emotional, biological triggers that women have left. Truthfully, if you care about your woman, you should be doing this anyway. If you live in Phoenix, Arizona, and you see girls who get murdered in Phoenix, Arizona, you need to send that news article to your chick.
Yes.
That's not dark at all. That's not being manipulative. That's saying, look, everyone thinks it won't happen to them till it happens.
It happens.
Look at this. Here's how, and then ask her as an adult. You're an adult. How do you think, look at the scenario, read the article. Why did this happen to her? Well, first it was 9:30 at night. Secondly, she was by herself. Thirdly, she was riding a bike. Like, how do we make sure this never happens to you? Do you understand that I wouldn't be able to continue with my life and be the same person if I lost you? How do I make sure this never happens to you? My number one goal is not to stop you having fun and not to stop you living your life. But I feel like as a man, I need to protect you. Here is this, that. Once you show your intention is truly for her safety, she's going to be far more likely. She'll have a much higher propensity to listen to what you say, because that's the last thing left you can offer as a man. Now, if you're lazy,
really good point.
If you're lazy, if you don't train, if you you don't know how to fix the fridge, if you come across as incompetent, if you're sloppy, if you're slow, then she's not going to believe you when you try these things, because she can say, well, what would you do anyway? I have genuinely never been, or every single girl who knows me, whenever they watch the movie, and this is, I swear to God, when they watch Taken, they message me. They say, you'd do that, wouldn't you? So, of course, top G. They believe I'd Liam Neeson my way, because I'm that guy.
Yeah.
I'm that guy in their mind. I mean, you got to be that guy. I've had my girl say to me, can I go here? And I say, no, I don't trust those people, or it's dark, or I'm not around, or I don't really want you to go there. And she'll say, I'm so glad you said no. And I'll say, what do you mean? She goes, I don't know. I'm just glad you said no. I feel safer. I feel happier that you won't even let me go.
Yeah.
You talk about, you can't get your girl to listen. If I tell her not to go, she's more happy I won't let her. And that's kind of where, I guess also, if we go further down the rabbit hole, you can also apply this to other things. If you say to a girl, don't go to the club, why? You're right. But the reason you're telling her reeks to a degree of insecurity. Now, yeah, you're right, and you can do it the right way. But if you were to say, I don't think you should be going out, bad things happen. I care about you, and I want to make sure you're okay. I'll take you out, but I don't think you should be going out. And she's like, I really want to go. You're like, all right, cool. I'm trying to protect you here. I'm your man, and I believe it's my job to keep you safe in all realms. If you want to disobey my orders, well, then how can I be responsible for making sure you're safe? But now you're not speaking from a position of insecurity. You're speaking from a position of authority and respect and capability and competence, which is a different thing. And I don't think many men even do that. I'll say to my women, be home before dark. They can be 28 years old. And I'll be like, well, it's dark at 6. Yep, I want you home before dark. Bad things happen in the world. I want you home because I love you.